now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Born again, a must for you. In this, my message on the new birth, we shall learn it to be a must for every man, for you. The new birth is one of the most mystical, most marvelous revelations of the gospel. And were it not for the divine book, the Bible, and for the divine teacher, the Holy Spirit, I would not dare tread on such holy ground as to attempt to make plain to all men this miraculous work of God in human hearts. Hear these words of Holy Scripture. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Most people want to go to heaven. Is this true of you? I hope so. But did you ever stop to think what kind of a place is heaven? First, heaven is a place where God is all and in all. Now, if in all your life you have been running away from God, and if you've never repented of your sins and turned back to God, and if you have been trying to forget God, what would you feel like if you suddenly found yourself in heaven where God is all and in all? Neighbor, that's something to think about now, isn't it? Second, heaven is a place where all praise the Lord Jesus Christ in songs and words and never stop praising him. The name above every name, the name of Jesus, rings in praise throughout the courts of heaven. Now, supposing you were in a meeting and there for 1 hour the Christians just worshiped and adored the Lord Jesus, would you heartily enter into it, or would you get restless and wonder when it would ever end? Now, if you just couldn't take it for 1 hour, how would you ever stand an eternity of it in heaven? That's something more to think about. Third, heaven is a place where all is light and glory, with no dark corners and no curtains to hide behind. Now, if you, as the Lord Jesus said, love darkness rather than light because your deeds are evil, what would you feel like in the light of heaven? You would run like a bedbug when the light is turned on, and you would ask the angels where you could hide. You would even beg that mountains might fall on you to hide you. What about it now? You say you want to go to heaven, but would you be happy in such a place? Maybe someone says, I know I wouldn't, and I don't believe any man would be. You did not finish your statement. You should have added, unless he's born again and made a new person, made fit for such a place. That's what every man needs. If he will go to heaven and be happy there, he must be born again, born from heaven. He needs a heavenly birth to go to that heavenly home. The Lord Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus came down from heaven, and he made heaven, and he knows what it takes for you and me to go there. And he said, ye must be born again. Maybe someone wildly guesses thus. You know, Jesus talked to a lot of very low-down people, like harlots and drunkards. He must have meant that those kind had to be born again. You're bad wrong. For the man to whom the Lord Jesus said, I say unto thee, ye must be born again, was Nicodemus, a man who was the finest of men, socially, morally, and religiously. Now, that fine religious man, noted for his piety and decency of life, if he needed to be born again, and he did, then every man needs to be born again. That is right. And this is a rule with no exceptions. Except a man be born again, he cannot. It's impossible to see the kingdom of God. Now, don't throw out your chest in pride and say, I was born right the first time. I don't need to be born again. While it is true that one may be born the son of a harlot, while another is born in wedlock, yet all of us were born wrong, for we were all born in sin. This does not mean that it was an act of sin that our fathers begat us, or our mothers gave birth to us. No, but you and I were born into a sin-fallen race stamped by sin and death. You and I were born with an Adamic nature that rebelled against God. We were born with a desperately wicked heart in which there is found every wickedness known under heaven. My parents were godly, born-again Christians when I was born, but they could not give me, they could only give me their Adamic nature, for that divine nature must come directly from God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now let us learn a little of this man to whom the Son of God said, "Ye must be born again." Of him we read, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Please note that he was a Jew, one of God's chosen people, and not one of the outcast Gentiles. His name was Nicodemus. When the Bible tells us a man's name, it is to help us understand the lesson. Nicodemus means innocent blood, and this signified that he was not born of parents polluted by those sins that God had said he would visit to the third and fourth generation. If there was such a thing as morally clean blood, Nicodemus had it. He also was a Pharisee, a member of the only religious society in his day that was orthodox and right in his teachings. Nicodemus was religiously a ruler of the Jews and a master in Israel. He occupied the highest religious position in his day, except for that which the sons of Aaron inherited. But yet, notwithstanding all of this, it is impossible for even such a man to enter heaven unless he first is born again. For the Lord Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." But some object and say, "But I'm a church member." So was Nicodemus. Another says, "But I've lived an honest and decent life." Nicodemus could have said that too, and I believe that he lived a far better life than you've ever known. Another might say, "But I've been brought upright." Nicodemus was trained and raised in the Holy Scriptures every day and many hours of the day. What does your once a week going to Sunday school look like before that? If you say, "I just don't understand all this," neighbor, hearken to me. Your understanding of the how and why of the new birth may be very little, but you hear it. And if you do not heed it, one day you will be without excuse before your judge, the very one who now tells you that unless you are born again, you'll never see God's kingdom. Neighbor, you hear it, so now do something about it. Bow to God's verdict and desire that you too may be born again. But some, still in their arrogance, object, saying, "If I have to be born again, then that means that there's no good in me, and all I've ever done amounts to nothing." That's just right. Neighbor, you are like the old shoe, you're past mending. You're like the rotten tent, you're past patching. And when one is so bad that even God can't mend him, he's in bad shape. But while God cannot mend up the old man, he can make a new man, and that is what the new birth is. Because these things are so, few people, even in lands of gospel light, are born again. They will not resign themselves as being too wicked to mend, and they will not acknowledge as worthless all of their self-righteousness and all their religiousness, and humbling themselves as a little child, enter into the kingdom of God by a miraculous work of God the Holy Spirit. Of such people our Lord Jesus said, "Ye are they who justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." Neighbor, why hang on to your abominable self-righteousness and go to hellfire when you may be born again and go to heaven? I know this is galling to those who have worked hard to attain a religious position with all its prestige, be it priest, rabbi, or preacher, be it deacon, elder, or steward, be it cardinal or bishop. Many of them have gained religious prominence, and yet they have skipped over the divine verdict, "Ye must be born again." Let me in tender feeling speak to all such. You tried to live a life of decency in your young years. You studied hard for the ministry. You were graduated and ordained, and now you're highly esteemed in your religious work. But something troubles you, and well it might. What is it? It is these unalterable words of Jesus Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you, and this takes in the rabbi, the priest, the preachers too, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You review your past. You can clearly remember every religious ritual you followed and every religious position you held, but one question is too hard for you, and yet it insists upon an honest answer. When were you born again? When? Can it be that you have missed this all-important experience? Can it be that in your desire to gain religious position, you forgot the need of your soul? And you, having never been born again, are facing eternal damnation? The thought is overwhelming. It's challenging. I beseech all such, whether in the seclusion of your study, your home, or your monastery, face the fact and be honest with God and with your own eternal soul. Jesus Christ, your Maker and your God, your Lord and Master, whose sovereignty over you you now resist or yield to, your Savior, whose saving grace you'll either spurn or receive. He it is who says to you, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Fall on your knees before him and tell him, Lord Jesus Christ, I have heard thy word. I have discovered that I've never been born again. Lord Jesus, I come to thee. I need to be born again. I want to be born again. Lord Jesus, I look to thee to now give me this heavenly birth for thy glory. Amen. You are not the first. Thousands of men high in religious activities have discovered that they have never been born again. And in honest confession, they sought the Lord for this new life, this heavenly birth, this divine miracle in their souls. And the Lord Jesus did not turn them away without it, nor will he do so with you. My next message will tell you more about this divine miracle that is a must for every man, but some of you will not be here to hear it. So I must tell you now, for eternity is near for us all. Do you really want to be born again right now? Then first own up to your need and turn loose as worthless all that you've ever trusted in. Let it all go. Then turn your eyes to the Lord Jesus Christ. See him dying on Calvary's cross for your wicked sins. See him rising from the dead in glorious victory over sin and Satan so as to deliver you. And as you look in wonder, a heavenly voice says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God who are born of God. You respond, Lord Jesus Christ, I will be thine, wholly thine, and I receive thee as my Lord and Savior. And instantly a divine miracle will happen, just as with a dying thief, you will be born again. A new life, a new heart will be in you, and you will be able to sing, I have been born again. Now look, the stage is set. As all men are gathered, and preachers, priests, and rabbis, philosophers, and reformers have all had their turns at the pulpit to tell what man needs. Lo, a lonely man arises. He goes by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He takes the pulpit, and as he does so, all the preachers and reformers fall backward and fade away. Before him stands the world of men. With authority he speaks and says, I say unto you, ye must be born again. His words are with divine finality. None can speak after him. That settles it forever. Neighbor, this is the need of a world of sinners. This is your need right now. It is a must. Nothing else will do. Hear then the solemn word to you. I say unto you, ye must be born again. Don't rest today until you know that you have been born again. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.